You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everybody? Ben Reza here for Stochastic. Talking a little PGA. A little Houston Open. It's not the Masters, but it's a good tournament. We got Scottie Scheffler. We got Wyndham Clark. We've got a bunch of other guys trying to hunt them down. When we're building lineups, the question always is, who are those paydown options? Who are the values? Who are we attaching to some of those guys? Let's find out right now, courtesy of Lineup Generator. One of my favorite tools. Use it every single week. We're going to use it right now to make some lineups and talk about a couple guys. If you're joining us for the first time, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Welcome to Stochastic. So we bring this up. I'm going DraftKings. I want all different types of lineups here because we're going to go around Scheffler, who I think to me, even when I don't look to lock in a top end player, which is a rarity if I did, I love to see and get some insight into what lineups might look like with Scottie Scheffler. I think that's a really important tool, one that's super valuable, whether you're using him or not, whether you're taking a decent exposure. And obviously to Scheffler, you're going to need some because he could be upwards of 50% owned. But we've got this here. We generate some lineups. And then we're just going to start press and save. If you don't like a lineup, you can just discard it. You can always swap to a different lineup, all different functionality. Super, super easy. That's why I love this tool. Now, let's see what we got. 15, we'll go right to 20. Now, let's look at the lineups. Here we go. No, we're not talking about Johnny Vegas just yet, but it read my mind. So you bring this up. Obviously, Scheffler's in 100% of the lineups because they're Scheffler lineups. And then we can start to break down some of these names. So let's get into it. The first name up, Matty Smid, the German. A guy that, you know, he came over on tour kind of a mystery man in my mind. Hasn't been fantastic by any stretch. But, you know, the Higo, I always think of the Higo blueprint. You know, when he came over, we didn't know a lot about him. He had done some damage in Europe. This guy's got some of that here. And now he's starting to find it. So he played a lot of golf in 2024. He played all of January, basically all of February, and he was not making cuts. And then we got to Florida. He missed the cut at the Classic. He's 10th in Puerto Rico, 26th at the Players, 17th at Valspar, off the tee, really, really strong. He's pairing that up with putting. It's kind of the Cam Champ philosophy, and one that can be super effective where you're aggressive off the tee, you make your putts. It doesn't put a ton of strain on your irons, or you're around the green game. This is a guy at 6.3K. That's definitely going to be an attachment. You're going to see some driver off the tee heavy stacks this week, and Schmid belongs in those. It's the type of guy that fits a lot of different builds. And again, from a salary relief standpoint, I think there's absolutely a case to be made for him. You know, I'll tell you guys, I before I do this video, I run a couple of these, so I know who's going to probably come up on a lot of them. And Schmid was someone I was getting over and over, and I'm pretty comfortable with it. Again, he's starting to make these cuts on tour. I feel really good about the direction of his game. He's an easy attachment, not just to Scheffler, but certainly as this example for a Scottie Scheffler lineup. Schmid, first value that we want to put on the board. Now, I know I mentioned we're on Lineup Generator. We're going to continue to be on Lineup Generator. If you want to see this tool, again, it's a great way to get involved with Stochastic. You're talking for less than $10 a week. So if you're playing any sort of DFS volume, this is the type of thing. Test it out. The Masters is coming quickly. The link is below. Click it and read about it and see, okay, is this worth having for my lineups? Can I test this out? Does it make my process better? I think the answer is going to be undoubtedly yes, but I want you to find that out for yourself because the answer could be no, and then you'll know that this isn't the right tool for you. But I use it. I really enjoy it, and I think it's really helped my process this year. So link is below for Lineup Generator and for all our tools from PGA to MLB to everything else. Second guy up, we're talking about Justin Suh. Justin Suh is not like Matty Smid, and I kind of like that. It's a different blend of team when you put in a guy like that. Now, what is similar? He's in the same price range, 6,300. Now, Suh is 6,200. He's another one. He finally broke the missed cut streak. He had missed four straight cuts, and then he came in 33rd at Valspar, which is a much needed. Now, does that mean that everything is is fixed? No, not really. But at the same time, Justin Su has been a talented guy on tour, not for a long time, but he came up with Hovland and co, and he hasn't had the same success. We've seen him contend. You know, he had a top five during swing season at Mayakoba. He's a really good short game player. He's got the putter going. Off the tee is not the problem. It's the irons right now that are giving him trouble, but he did flip it. He lost nearly six strokes on the approach of the players. Again, you got to keep in mind there's a lot of water in Florida. He was positive with the irons. He was positive around the green at Valspar, and he gained again with the putter. He's gained over three strokes putting in two straight events. This is more Bermuda for him. I like that part of his game. Now, so we're really asking, what is the path to success for Justin Su? Well, it's going to have to be a little different in the sense he's not going to overpower these courses. He's going to have to gain a lot of strokes putting, but he is an objectively very good putter. His appearance at Houston, he gained over four strokes putting in that event. He does this. And then it's going to be, can he catch a little fire, either scrambling, be crisp with his irons? This is the type of guy that doesn't do it in the prettiest way, but we have seen on tour, him be able to do this. This is a guy, and again, I'm cherry picking his best results, but he gained over 10 strokes tee to green at Honda in his top five finish there. This is a guy at Shriners a few years ago, gained over six strokes with the irons. He gained across the board at the Players last year and came in sixth. He has the talent to do it. I'm not saying he's going to do anything in terms of knocking down the door and getting a win here. I like him, though, in salary relief mode if you don't want to build bomber heavy. Like, I'm going to break down this lineup real quick. You've got Scheffler, Day, Bhatia, Sam Ryder, who I like, Bobby Mack, and Justin Su at the bottom here. Of course, you could slide him out, and this is the beauty of lineup generator, for another player if you want. But for me, I like Su in this spot. I think that this is definitely something that I can get on board with. Again, if you want to slide in a guy like Bud Cauley, boom, you can do just that, and everything will update, no problem. But Justin Su, the second name on the list for me for a potential value play. Again, we're building around Scheffler right now, but you don't have to build around Scheffler. These are guys to just take notice of. We were successful last week. Mackenzie Hughes was on this video. And I think that this is a good way to identify some of them. Now, we've got one more value for you, but you have to shift gears. Because if you know me, if you watch my content, first of all, it's appreciated. Spend a lot of time over on Odd Chopper talking about betting. And we're super excited on Odd Chopper that baseball is starting. It's not my favorite sport. I had a great betting year in baseball yesterday. Last year, thanks to the tools, and we have a lot going on. And to celebrate the start of baseball, we're running a flash sale over there. And what it is, 50% off your first week or month of Odd Chopper. You got to use the code PLAYBALL, but it ends Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern. This is not a long promo. This is just for people. We had a lot of people ask, are you doing anything special for baseball? We wanted to give people an opportunity to see the baseball tools. Of course, NBA, college basketball, golf, every sport, Discord, tools, process, it is there for you. Again, the link is below. Sign up, enjoy yourself, and let us know what you think. But if you want to take advantage, now's the time. Last guy, maybe my favorite, just because of the price, it's our good friend Johnny Vegas. Johnny Vegas is in the house, a proven winner on tour, someone that, you know, he pops up, then he disappears, then he pops up, then he disappears. He is sub 6K. I mean, that is a price point that we have to at least consider. Now, I know why he's sub 6K. It's pretty easy to figure out why. His around the green and his putting has been non-competitive, and it's resulted in a lot of missed cuts to start this season. He's only made two of six cuts. He was really good in Phoenix, and that's about it. He has lost strokes putting in a whopping 100% of his events in 2024. He has lost in four straight around the green, but his off the tee game and his approach game is very, very strong. And he is, a Texas guy. We've seen him have some success in Texas before. I kind of like the spot for him here. Again, you're looking at someone who's going to fit the profile of bomb and gouge. I've seen a lot of reports saying the course might play a little easier, that you can be aggressive off the tee here. That's really going to help a guy like Johnny Vegas. There's no doubt about that. And again, let's dive into some of these. Like, this is an interesting lineup. Scheffler, Siwoo, you've got Doug Gim and Victor Perez, who I like. Vegas rounding it out. Then you have Ryan Moore, who's a flyer. Personally, I probably boot him out of this lineup, but that's the beauty of lineup generator. You can put your own spin into the lineup, or you can leave it as is, and everything will update. But to me, you're going to have a lot of utility for a guy like Johnny Vegas. If we can get anything, and I mean anything, out of this short game, I think we're going to be in good shape. He's proven, again, that he can do it at the highest level. He's He's got multiple wins on tour over the last decade, but he's got, I'm not worried about winning. He's got a ton of top tens. He's got a ton, of course, of made cuts. You know, the guy plays year in and year out, and he's got some experience at this track. He should really, really be able to separate off the tee. If we can get anything else, it's kind of a bonus. Make the cut, sub 6K, and we're in business. So Johnny Vegas as the third and final value. If you have any questions at all, friends, at Jazz DFS. I'm dropping golf content on Twitter. Of course, everything will be continuously updated, our tools, our data, as we get closer to lock. The Masters will be here soon enough. I can't wait to discuss all that. But in the meantime, get familiar with these tools. Get familiar with the process at Stochastic. If you do a little betting, come hang out with me at Odd Chopper as well. But for me, for the value plays, and I guess for Scottie Scheffler, who's just dominating everything right now, enjoy the Houston Open. Let's make some money. We'll do it again next week.